别是今天是农历年初二，我们再一起来敬拜神是非常正确的。
And today is the second day of the Lunar New Year, so for us to come together to worship the Lord is right.
特别我们在要读的经文里面呢，你会发现，过年过新年。第一重要的就是来到神面前。
And you will realize in the passages that we are going to read that when we spend the new year, the most important thing is to worship the Lord.
所以因为今天是过年新年，所以我们一起来思考这个新年的重要跟新年的意义。
So because we are in the midst of Chinese New Year, therefore we want to consider the importance and the meaning of New Year.
请大家打开出埃及记十二章。
Please open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章，我们要从第一节读到二十八节。
Exodus chapter 12, we shall read from verses 1 to 28.
出埃及记十二章第一节说，耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西亚伦说，你们要在本月为正月，为一年之首。你看到这一句话你就知道这个是过年了，这是新年。你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十个人要按着户家取羊羔一家一只，若是一家的人太少吃不了一只羊羔，本人就要和他隔壁的邻舍共取一只。你们预备羊羔要按人的数目和饭量计算，要无残疾一岁的公羊羔，你们或从绵羊里取，或从山羊里取都可以，要留到本月十四日在黄昏的时候。我请大家注意，刚才讲到第三节讲本月初十，这个是初十第十天。第六节说留到本月初十是第十四天，所以我们再从第六节开始读，要留到本月十四日在黄昏的时候，以色列全家会把羊羔宰了，各家要取点血涂在赤羊羔的房屋左右和门框上和门楣上，当夜要吃羊羔的肉，烤用火烤了，以无酵饼和苦菜同吃，不可吃生菜，不可吃是水煮的，要带着头腿五脏用火烤了吃，不可剩下一点留到早晨，若要留到早晨要用火烧了。你们吃羊羔当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃，这是耶和华的逾越节。所以注意看到这里是耶和华的逾越节，因为那夜我要巡行埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人的是人是无论是人是牲畜都击杀了，要败坏，注意看，败坏埃及地一切的神，我是耶和华。这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号，我一见这一血就要越过你们去击杀埃及地投生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上灭你们。第十四节，你们要纪念这日，所为耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。你们要吃无酵饼七日，头一日要把酵从你们各家中除去，因为头一日起到七日止，凡吃有酵之饼的必从以色列中拣出。头一日当有盛会，这个盛会就是聚会啊。当七日也当有盛会，这两日之内除了预备个人所要吃以外，无论任何工都不可做。你们要守无酵节，因为正当这日你们把你们的军队从埃及地领出来，所以你们要守这日，作为世世代代永远的定例。从正月十四，刚才讲到十四日晚上，至到二十一日晚上，你们要吃无酵饼，在你们各家中七日之内不可以有酵，因为凡吃有酵之物的，无论是寄居的是本地的，从以色列中拣出有酵的物，你们都不可吃，在你们一切住处要吃无酵饼。二十一节，于是摩西召了以色列的众长老来，对他们说，你们要按照家口取了羊羔， 把月节的羊羔宰了，把一拿一把牛气草沾上里的血，盆里的血，在门楣上和左右的门框上。你们谁不可以出自己的房屋直到早晨，因为耶和华巡行击杀埃及人，他看见血在门楣和右门的左右门的宽上，就必越过去，不容灭命的进入你们的屋击杀你们。这样你们所做作为你们和你们子孙永远的例。日后你们到了耶和华按着所应许的赐你们那块地，要守这里。你们的儿女如果问你们行这里是什么意思，你们就说，这是耶和华和这是耶和华逾越节的祭。当以色列人在埃及的时候，他击杀埃及人，越过以色列的房屋，救了我们各家。于是百姓低头下拜，耶和华怎么样吩咐摩西亚伦，以色列人就怎么样行。
Exodus chapter 12. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. So we pay attention to this being the beginning of the new year for Israel. Verse 3, Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. So we pay attention to the 10th day. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons. According to what each can eat, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. So we take note of the 10th and the 14th. When the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. When they shall take some, then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire, with unleavened bread and bitter herbs, that they shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both men and beasts, and on all the gods of Egypt I shall execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations, as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven out of your houses. For if anyone eats what is leaven, from the first day until the 7th day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day you shall hold a holy assembly, so there is a gathering here of the people. And on the 7th day, a holy assembly. No work shall be done on those days, but what everyone needs to eat, that alone may be prepared by you. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For on this very day I brought your hosts out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as a statute forever. In the first month, from the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the morning of the month at evening. For 7 days no leaven is to be found in your houses. If anyone eats what is leavened, that person will be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a sojourner or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your dwelling places you shall eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called all the elders of Israel and said to them, Go and select lambs for yourselves according to your clans, and kill the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and touch the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. None of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to enter your houses to strike you. You shall observe this rite as a statute for you and for your sons and forever. And when you come to the land that the Lord will give you, as he has promised, you shall keep this service. And when your children say to you, "What do you mean by this service?" you shall say, "It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover. For he passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians, but spared our houses." And the people bowed their heads and worshipped. Then the people of Israel went and did so, as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So they did.
这段圣经是很长，不过重点就在第一节、第二节。他说：“你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。”这个就是讲新年。
This passage is long, but the main theme would be found in verses 1 and 2. This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you, and so this is referring to the new year.
犹太人的这个新年叫做 Rosh Hashanah。他的意思是一年之首，就是这边讲的一年之首。
And for the Jews, the New Year is called Rosh Hashanah, and this is referring to the beginning of the year.
那么在过年的时候呢，他们是做什么呢？首先我要提起的这个过年呢，就是一个纪念日。如果你看十四节的话，他说你们要纪念这日，英文讲的更清楚是 Memorial Day, 是特别纪念这件事情的。
And the purpose of this day in verse 14 tells us it is to be a memorial day.
所以我们在庆祝新年的时候，怎么看呢？当然我们说，哎，我们是过华人新年，那个是犹太人的新年，这两个新年，有没有相同之处跟不同之处呢？
And we might say that, oh, but we are spending Chinese New Year now, that's the Jewish New Year. But we want to also look at what are the differences, what are the similarities.
所以我们要稍微思想一下中国人的新年，还有犹太人的新年，还有圣经很清楚教导新年应该做什么。所以我们稍微有一个认识，让我们过这个年的时候呢，要纪念圣经里面，按照圣经的教导去做。
So we want to examine what we do in Chinese New Year, compare that with what they do in the Jewish New Year, and we want to learn some of the important lessons and the meaning and how we ought to do certain things.
犹太人过新年的时候是有一系列的这个活动的，包括他一开始前面两天是叫做新年，后来有十天他叫做敬畏日，然后呢再过第十四天的时候呢，那个他们就开始有这个逾越节，然后他又还有这个又是这个赎罪日等等，等一下我会讲清楚。
And the Jewish New Year is actually filled with a whole series of activities, beginning with the first 2 days where they will hold this memorial. And then subsequently on the 14th day, they will also have some feasts, and they will also have the Day of Atonement, etc. And we will talk about all these things later.
我们中国人庆祝新年大概有14天，犹太人庆祝新年应该50天。
Chinese celebrate Chinese New Year for 14 days, but for the Jews, they would go through their New Year over a period of 50 days.
等一下你会看到我在用这段圣经，基本上我的大纲是讲到我们要纪念耶稣基督，我们要回想过去，然后呢，我们要觉知将来。基本上这个就是我们等一下要讲的大纲。
And as we go through this message today, we will be looking at 3 points in our outline.For remembrance, for reflection, and for resolutions.
所以刚才我们提到说，在这个过新年的时候，中国年跟犹太年过犹太人的新年有什么不同？有没有什么相同之处呢？
And we mentioned earlier that we want to look at the similarities and the differences between the Chinese New Year and the Jewish New Year.
其实中国人呢，其实也受到犹太人的影响，不是完全没有受到，完全独立的。
Actually, China is not fully independent from outside influence because even the Chinese have been influenced by the Jews.
特别是你看我们的中文字已经有好多人都知道这件事情。我们的中文字跟犹太人的这个希伯来文有很的观念有非常这个有非常的联系。
And we know about many Chinese words like this one on the screen, which many of us are very familiar with, and we've even heard of the background. Lots of Chinese words are like Jewish words that have deeper meanings behind it.
所以这个是 中文的这个繁体字公义的义, 什么叫做公义, 什么叫做正义?
This is the traditional writing of the Chinese word that means righteousness.
如果你注意看的话, 你会看到这个义字呢, 上面呢, 这个字, 上面是羊羔的羔字, 下面是我, 就是我, 就是一只羊盖住我, 叫做公义。
And the top half of this word is actually the Chinese word for lamb, and the bottom half is the Chinese word for I. So the lamb above me is righteousness.
全世界怎么会有这样的概念？ 除非你回到圣经里面的以色列人说， 羔羊这指到耶稣基督， 羔羊盖住你才叫做公义。 这个观念呢， 全世界都没有的。 什么叫做 犯罪，什么叫做无罪，什么叫做公义，什么叫做背叛，这些呢，如果你讲到一个义字，这个观念除了以色列的圣经里面没有，实际上没有人找到这一个观念。所以为什么以色列人，为什么中国人的义字是由以色列的观念而来呢？这个字，你值得你去思考。
And there is nowhere else in the world where the concept of righteousness is about having a lamb over the self, except through the Bible of Israel, where the lamb, of course, refers to Jesus Christ and the self referring to each person. And so we can find in this Chinese word that represents righteousness with the lamb above the self as directly coming from the Bible of Israel.
当然这个你注意到这个是繁体字，那个简太难，太多话了，所以他们简化成三话。Of
course, that was the that is the traditional writing, and because it has too many strokes, so it has been simplified into three strokes.
所以除了这个义之外呢， 我们看到中国人的福字也是很有意思的。
Other than the word righteousness, we also consider the word, Chinese word blessing. It is also full of meaning.
所以你看到福字的旁边呢，这个字呢，祈求的祈呢，是指神的意思。然后一口就是一个人的意思，一个口就是一个人在田里面，这个叫做福，就是有神的同在就是福气。
And the Chinese word blessing, actually, we can divide it into sections. The left side, actually represents God. And then there is one mouth, which means one person, and that's on the left. And the bottom left is, I'm sorry, the bottom right is the word that represents field. So one man in a field together with God is actually a blessing.
所以这个观念是从哪里来呢? 也是圣经来的。还有一个呢，更加清楚。
Of course, this concept again comes from the Bible, and there is another word that is even clearer.
那个船字呢，你要知道当时候呢，舟一个舟是小船，大船叫做船，小的叫做舟。所以在挪亚建的时候呢，其实挪亚没有见过这么大的船。所以这是怎么形容这个大船呢？一个舟加坝口，坝口就是挪亚一家坝口进这个这么大的船，这个叫做船。所以这个观念也是从圣经来。
And the Chinese word ship on the left actually is the word that represents a small boat, but on the right we have eight mouths, which means this is actually talking about Noah's family. There's eight of them in that boat, and so ship actually is a very big vessel. In this case, is much larger than a small boat.
所以这边你会看到这边有一些联系，你接受也不接受也好，没有关系，参考一下。
Whether you accept this or not, it is worthy of your consideration.
这个字呢, 叫做贪婪, 就是很贪心的意思。
And this word is the word that is for covetousness.
蓝字呢, 就是你看到蓝字的上面就是两个零, 就是在树林里面。
And the top half is actually forest. It represents forest.
姐妹你应该问说, 贪婪那个贪字, 为什么有一个女字在里面?
And the sisters probably want to ask, why is there this word that represents a woman in this word?
So 贪婪跟女人有什么关系?
What does covetousness have to do with a woman?
这是你回到圣经里面，你要知道是在圣在在这个伊甸园里面。 这个女人呢，这个夏娃呢，她倾向另外一边，而不倾向另外一边，因为神告诉她要这么做，蛇来告诉她另外一做，结果她要多过神意给她的东西呢，这个叫做贪婪，这个字是从那边来的。
And this word covetousness in Chinese, we recall it is actually derived from the story in Genesis when the woman actually turned to the other side instead of turning towards God. She turned to the serpent's temptation and she ate from the tree. And because of that, we get this word covetousness that represents the Chinese word that represents this.
意思说那个夏娃她要超过，她是要超过神给她的，她要更多，所以这个叫做贪。
And Eve wanted more than what God has given her, and that's covetousness.
所以在这边呢，我们参考一下中国人的文化跟犹太人文化也有很多相同之处。
And so as we consider the Chinese culture and the Jewish culture, we find many similarities.
那么中国人过年跟犹太人过年有没有相同之处呢？
What about how we spend Chinese New Year? Are there any similarities with the Jews?
第一呢，中国人很看重过年，过新年这一回事情。
For the Chinese, the Chinese New Year is extremely important.
这么犹太人过新年也是最重要。In fact, 他说这是 head of the year, 就是说的一年之首，所以犹太人非常看重过新年这件事情。
And for the Jews, they also place a heavy emphasis on the new year because this month shall be for you the beginning of month.
所以过新年，中国人很看重很重要，犹太人也看为很重要。
So New Year is very important to both the Chinese and the Jews.
那么中国人过新年为什么要过呢？这个跟犹太人过逾越节有相似的观念。
And why do we say that we are spending or going through the new year? This has something to do with the Passover.
所以 Passover the year 就是要过那个年，这个过字呢很有意思的。
So as we talk about how passing over the year is very interesting when we talk about Passover.
你要注意到刚才我们所读的经文，出埃及记第十二章第三节第二节，他说本月为正月，要为一年之首。然后第三节他说，你们要吩咐以色列人全会众，本月初十你要个人按照富家取羊羔。一直讲下去，他一直说过年的时候这一个节期呢，你们要过逾越节。
And verse 3, tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. And he continues to talk about the Passover after that. So the new year is closely related to the Passover.
所以他说过年，你看十一节，你们吃羊羔要当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃，这是耶和华的逾越节。
Verse 11, in this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
所以你过年的时候呢，就跟过逾越节是同时发生的。
So the New Year and the Passover occurs at the same time.
那么我们讲到中国人在过新年的时候有大扫除，对不对？
And we talk about how we need to be clearing our houses in the Chinese New Year.
有时候我们叫 spring cleaning 啊。
So we call that spring cleaning.
很多说我们要，其实这个跟圣经里面讲到这个这个吃这个无酵节，就是吃无酵的饼非常重要。
And for the Jews to eat unleavened bread is very important.
所以在这边他说在如果你看第十五节，你们要吃无酵饼七日，头一日要把酵从你们各家中除去。不但是吃那个饼，在家里不可以有酵，酵这个是 leaven， 它在圣经里面 leaven 这个酵字呢是代表罪的意思，说你要除去一切的肮脏污秽，除去一切的罪，然后来到耶和华面前这个审查自己。
We look at verse 15, for 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven out of your houses, for if anyone eats what is leaven from the first day, that person shall be cut off. And other than eating unleavened bread, they were supposed to clear their house of any leaven. Leaven represents sin and filthiness to Israel. So to clear out the leaven means that they have to come before God, repent from their sins, and to get rid of all the filth.
所以在这边我们看到 大扫除呢，其实以色列人也大扫除的，因为他们相信教是在airborne的，就是在空中飞，所以他们要清洁整个屋子，然后因为他怕那个空中的这些教掉在他的饼上面，他吃那个饼他就犯罪，所以他就非常严格的要清理家里，大扫除的意思。
And so just as the Chinese do spring cleaning before the New Year, we find the Jews here, they are clearing out the whole house of leaven, and to the Jews, the leaven will be actually airborne, and they are afraid that while eating the bread, this leaven that is floating in the air might settle on the bread and hence contaminate it. So they will clean out the whole house.
那么来到我们中国人过年的时候，很喜欢挂一个白布在门口。其实它的这个来源从哪里来呢？
And for the Chinese, we like to hang a red cloth over our doors during Chinese New Year. Where does this originate from?
不但是挂这个红色的彩布在门楣上面，两边还有这个春联或者是对联 spring couplet.
Other than hanging this red cloth over the door, we also have the two spring or Chinese New Year couplets on the two sides.
那么圣经里面这第六节说，你要在本月十四日黄昏的时候，要宰了那个羊，取了血，涂在门楣上，然后涂在门框上。这个观念呢，是不是也有联系呢？
And we read at verse six, you shall keep it until the 14th day.
Verse 6.
And then after killing the lamb,
第七节,
verse 7, they're supposed to take some of the blood, put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses. This would be very similar to what the Chinese do. And are there any connections here? Think about it.
所以现在我们讲到他要过年，他要大扫除，他要把这个红彩挂上去，这个好像全部都有直接的关系。
And so for the Chinese, when we pass our New Year, we hang a red cloth, we will paste the two spring couplets on the two sides of the door. It seems to be closely related.
那么中国年的时候很重要的就是大家来这个团圆饭，大家一起来过，一起吃团圆饭，而且其实还有守岁，对不对？
And for the Chinese, we also come together and we have a reunion dinner, and after the reunion dinner, we will actually stay up through the night and hold a watch night kind of an event.
所以你注意到圣经里面讲到逾越节，逾越节不是个人吃个人的饭，而是要一家人在一起，而且呢不可以出门，在十二点之前，午夜之前呢，所有的人要穿好衣服吃饭，要快点吃，而且不可以出门，因为出门的时候呢，你可能就被击杀而死。
For the Jews, we realize what they're supposed to do. They're not supposed to just eat the dinner on their own. They were supposed to gather as a family, stay indoors, dressed up, and then they're supposed to have their dinner there and not step out of the house, because if they step out of the house, they will be struck dead.
所以你看中国，如果你去查一考，中国人相信呢，什么叫过年呢？就是说为什么要挂这个红彩呢？因为他说外面有这个野兽叫做年，年走过的时候看到这个彩，这个红色呢就不会进来，没有看到他就进来把它吃掉。这种传这个legend，这些传言从哪里来呢？ 所以有没有可能，我们不知道，不过好像有很多coincident，很多的巧合。
And we remember that the Chinese believe in this legend of the beast 年 that will come out once a year. And so when they hang this red cloth on across the door, that's because the beast will not come in when they see the red cloth. But without the red cloth, the beast will come in and devour everybody in the family. And we find all these similarities. So could they be just coincidences, or are they actually closely related?
这个是非常有趣的，你去稍微研究一下，发现这两个好像很多猜测，中间好像很有可能性。
These are all very interesting links and connections, and we could say they are wild guesses, but it is extremely possible that they actually originate from the same source.
所以，但是无论如何，这个是听听闻、听听说说啊。但是我们回到圣经，圣经里面看过年的时候是怎么过的。
And whatever the case, we don't want to just be hearing about what people say. We want to come back to the Bible and see what the Bible says about how we should spend our New Year.
所以我们回到这个我们的经文第这个出埃及记十二章第一节说，耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西和亚伦，你们要本月为正月，为一年之首，这个就是指新年啊，过年。那么吩咐以色列全会众，在本月初十，个人要按作父家取羊羔，一家一只。
And we come back to Exodus 12:1. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. That's the new year."Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household.
所以这边讲到过年的时候，犹太人，神在圣经里面的教导是，过年的时候要，就是要过逾越节。
And so, for the Jews, the new year is actually the Passover.
啊，当然他们在一年里面守，不单是这一次守逾越节，但是在过年的时候一定要守逾越节。
Of course, they observe the Passover feast more than once in a year, but when they spend the New Year, observance of the Passover feast is a must.
所以在这个过年的时候呢，你注意到他说初一的时候，然后第十天，然后选一只羊，第十四天才宰那只羊。
So only on the 10th day of the New Year will they select a lamb, and then they will kill that lamb on the 14th day.
那么来到第十五天呢，就是赎罪日的开始。
And day 15 onwards would be the beginning of the Day of Atonement.
所以在这边给我们想到，在过年的时候我们应该做什么呢？我们要想到主耶稣，我们想到逾越节，就是说，当我们当有这个这一段圣经呢，是记载在这个以色列人在埃及地被欺压的时候，被当作是奴隶430年之后呢，神来拯救他们。这个就是从最终从这个 bondage 从这个锁链当中把他拯救出来。这个逾越节，所以你要思想在我们作为基督徒思想什么呢？在新年的时候想到神的救恩。
For the Jews, the Passover represented how God actually rescued or brought Israel out of Egypt after 430 years of slavery. For us as Christians, as we spend the New Year, we want to remember that our Lord Jesus Christ died for us and redeemed us from sin.
那么我们知道，在以色列人在那个时候呢，他们成为埃及人的这个奴隶430年，就是差不多4到5个世纪。这段时间里面受到很多的苦，他们祷告神，结果后来神垂听的时候呢，神差派摩西去叫各个法老王，让以色列人出来，法老王不肯听。
And Israel, we remember, was under bondage and slavery in Egypt for 430 years, and they had a very hard life until they cried out to God, and God sent Moses to Pharaoh and asked Pharaoh to let his people go, but Pharaoh refused.
所以在这个他在神差派摩西去告诉法老王，叫让他让以色列人走，他不肯的时候，神就差了十灾，这个十灾。所以我们看的这个今天所看的这段经文呢，是第十灾。
And when God sent Moses to Pharaoh to tell Pharaoh to let the Israel go, Israel refused, God sent 10 plagues to judge Egypt, and the passage we just read actually would be the 10th plague.
所以当时候呢，法老王不肯让以色列走，全以色列人全埃及人呢也不相信耶和华是神，所以呢他们非常歧视以色列人还有以色列的神。
Pharaoh refused to let Israel go, and all the Egyptians, they do not believe that the God of Israel is God, and they despise Israel.
甚至他们认为这个法老的儿子本身就是神。
And they considered Pharaoh's firstborn as God.
所以神就差了这个告诉摩西说，在地你们的这个是新的一天，因为我要带你出去，我要祭杀所有的这个埃及的长子不管是动物还是人。
And so God commanded Israel that they will leave Egypt, but before that, God is going to send the angel, his angel, to strike dead the firstborn of all of Egypt, including man and beast.
所以你看第十二节。
So look at verse 12.
出埃及记十二章十二节，他说：“因为那夜我要巡行埃及地，把埃及的一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都要击杀，也要败坏埃及一切的神。我是耶和华，意思说我就是神，这些都是假神。”
Exodus 12:12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both men and beasts. And on all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. In other words, I am the only God.
所以十三节，这血就是说他要涂在门楣门框上，这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号。我一见这血，我就越过去。这个是说越过去的意思，逾越节的意思。
Verse 13, the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.
所以神就拯救以色列人出来。
So God saved Israel.
这个就是一个比喻给我们看到，我们不信主的时候，我们被罪捆绑，我们被罪辖制，我们被我们的过去不断的抓住。但是呢，当你信主之后呢，神给我们一个新的生命。
This is an analogy here to show us that before we believe in Jesus Christ, we are under bondage to sin, and sin is our master, and we cannot break free. But when Jesus saved us from sin, He caused us to be free, and He gave us a new life.
所以新年是新的开始。
So the new year is a new beginning.
所以我们要忘记过去，努力面前。
We want to forget the past and to work forward towards the goal.
所以新年的时候呢，就是我们常常说我们要这个回想过去，然后除罪，然后呢要大扫除，然后呢我们要在神想起神在我们身上的恩典。
So when we spend the new year, we want to have spring cleaning and to remove all the bad stuff and the dirty stuff, and especially sin we want to remove as weconsider how God has blessed us and saved us.
所以在新年的时候呢，圣经里面教导圣，他说，在过一年之首的时候呢，你要过逾越节，就是一年开始的时候，你要想起主耶稣。逾越节只是让我们回想纪念主耶稣。刚才提到这个是一个 Memorial Day， 就是纪念日。
And so when the Jews have their new year, they also remember what happened during the Passover. It is a memorial day. In the same way, as we spend Chinese New Year, we want to remember how Jesus has saved us from sin.
所以我们不但是回想过去主耶稣所成就的事情，我们要思想我们现在到底做了什么，或者说我们主耶稣的事情，我们要回想我们去年这一年里面发生了什么事情。
And not only do we want to remember Jesus for what He has done for us, we should reflect upon what has happened in the past year.
特别是要提到这个 repentance 或者是悔改这件事情。
Especially when we talk about repentance from sin.
所以在圣经里面呢，这个在犹太人里面，这个过新年的就叫做 Rosh Hashanah， 意思是说这个一年之首。
And for the Jews, we said earlier on, the Hebrew word is Rosh Hashanah. It means the head of the year.
那么在这一天里面呢，第一件事情呢，他们就是要吹角，就是这个通知所有的人，时间到了，我们应该安静下来。
And at the beginning of the year, they also would blow the horn or the trumpets. It is to remind everyone that one year has passed, we need to quiet down.
所以这个就是给我们看到，这个他们过年，特别现在的犹太人过年的时候，一定是要吹这个羊的角。
And so the Jews, when they spend their new year, they will always blow on the goat's horn.
所以他们叫做吹角节，就是他要吹的时候让大家安静下来。
And this is called the Yom Teruah, it's the sounding of the trumpets to get everyone to quiet down.
甚至这个时候他们说这个就是神也是叫做这个审判日，这个过年的时候也是审判日，因为他说这一年呢神打开生命之册。那么在第一天 到第十四天这一段，第十五天就是赎罪日。这段时间呢，你好好审查自己。如果你不好好悔改的话，第十五天审判就来了，那个书又关起来呢，你的罪已经定了。
And they believe that there's also the day of judgment, which happens on the 15th day of the new year, between the first and the 14th days. The book of life will be opened. They believe that God will be looking at the sins of everyone, and if they do not repent, then on the 15th day, the judgment will come.
但是在这边呢，你会发现，他有提到这段时间呢，从第一天到这段时间呢，他有十天呢，这一十天里面呢，就是他们要好好的悔改，他们叫做这个敬畏日啊 ，Day of All， 就是要在那边思想自己的这过去所犯的罪，然后要悔改。有时候是 Day of Remembrance， 就是想起所做过的事情。
And there will be 10 days over here. That is the between the first and the 14th. There are 10 days. They call the days of all, where they are reflecting upon what they have done.
所以你会发现，在这段时间，新年一到，他们要记得要准备过逾越节。那么这十天是一个悔改或者是一个回想的时间，让他们重新审视自己的生命。
So as they spend their New Year, there's this period of time when they are either reflecting or repenting of their sins.
那么来到第十五天的时候呢，这个就是赎罪日。
And on the 15th day is the day of atonement.
啊，这个就是啊，最后一天，如果你就不悔改的话呢，啊，你的他们相信神，这个生命册就关起来，你没有机会。那个时候呢，也就是宰杀这个羊的时候，就是你信和不信，你决定在你那个时候，时间已经到了。这个羊就会宰，然后呢，神的审判就到了。
And so on the 15th day is the day of atonement. That's the day where they believe that the book of life will be closed, and whoever does not repent will not have an opportunity again. So it is on that day where they will kill the lamb.
所以在这边给我们想到，我们在过年的时候，是不是我们吃吃喝喝啊，去拜年，我们开开心心，但是呢，我们却没有想到，圣经里面提到过年的时候应该有的一些在心理上的准备。
So as we spend Chinese New Year, do we just eat and drink and be merry? And as we go around visiting, do we actually spend some time quieten ourselves and think about all these things and what God has done for us? And as we prepare for the New Year,
所以在这边呢，我们要呼吁大家在过年的时候呢，我们要少一些时间安静下来，安静我们的心，在神面前祷告，感谢神为我们所做的一切。
So I would want to encourage all of us that as we spend Chinese New Year, we want to spend time to reflect and to pray and to thank God for what He has done for us.
刚才有提到这个十六节，大家看了一下十六节。
And we also talked about verse 16 just now.
或者我们从第十四节看起吧。你要纪念这日，作为耶和华的节日，作为世世代代永远的定例。你们要吃无酵饼七日，头一日把酵从你们各家除去。我们讲这个叫做大扫除，因为从头一日起到第七日为止，凡吃有酵之饼的，必从以色列中剪除。头一日你当有圣会，圣会就是我们 gathering， 我们聚会在一起赞美神，唱诗歌。以色列人也是一样。
Let's start from verse 14. This day shall be for you a memorial day. You shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast. Verse 16. On the first day you shall hold a holy assembly. And this is, as we mentioned earlier on, it is a gathering of the people of God. And so we gather on Chinese New Year in the same way.
很多时候我不知道我们当中有多少人大年初一去教会，早上一起来八点钟去教会敬拜。
I do not know how many of us would be prepared to go on the first day of the Chinese New Year at 8 a.m. to worship.
其实我从神学院毕业出来的时候，有一次，有一个教会叫我说，我们请你讲道，就是大年初一八点钟讲道。我说很好奇，八年初一，我们是不是礼拜天？不是礼拜天，是大年初一你来讲道。我很好奇，圣经有没有根据？圣经根据就在这里。
And after I graduated from seminary and came back, there was a church that invited me to preach on the first day of Chinese New Year at 8 a.m. And so I was very curious and I asked, is that a Sunday? And they said, no, it's not a Sunday, but it's the first day of the Chinese Lunar New Year. So I was very curious and I was wondering, is there a biblical precedence for this to together on the first day of Chinese New Year to worship God? And I find the precedence here.
So 到了时间到我去的时候，哇，那个教会相当大，上百上上，可能是500人还是500-600人，很多人很早就来了，而且大家都兴奋采烈，在那边唱诗歌赞美神，我非常感动。
That is a big church, 400-500 people, and I remember that day when I went to that church, many people were already there early in the morning and they were singing praises to God and I was deeply moved.
所以我们在新年的时候，我们要想起主耶稣给我们新的开始。
So in this new year, we always want to think about how the Lord Jesus has given us a new beginning.
新的年呢，也给我们想到，我们必须要为神不但是感恩，同时我们也要为我们过去在这过去这一年里面所犯的一些罪、一些错误。 重新审查自己，向神认罪，然后重新开始。And
not only do we want to think about to remember what Jesus has done for us, we also want to repent from our sins, and we also want to think about all these other things that we need to get rid of, and thank God for giving us a new beginning.
所以刚才我跟大家讲起这些犹太人的这些风俗习惯。
And we talk about the culture and practices of the Jews.
但是不重要，最重要的圣经里面有讲说，过年的时候你要守逾越节，过年的时候你要有除酵节，就是要纪念耶稣基督。第二，你要悔改，要求神来赦免我们。
So all these things about the Passover and about the getting rid of the leaven, we want to remember all this as a repentance from our sin and thanking Jesus for what he has done for us and also to not be committing sin again.
所以我们的第一个大点就是纪念主耶稣在过年的时候，第二大点是回想过去，意思说我们要悔改。
So our first point is to remember Jesus and our second point is reflection on what we have done wrong and we need to repent.
那么第三呢，他说要这个第三次要决志，将来要怎么样继续活下去。
And the third point is resolutions. How are we to move forward from here?
你知道吗？在犹太人过年的时候，他们也是同样的，见到彼此的时候，要他们会彼此问安说：“愿你有一个好年。”
And the Jews, when they spend the New Year, they would, when they meet one another, they will always greet one another. May you have a good year ahead.
不但是这样，他说：“愿你的名字在生命册上。”
And they will also wish one another's name to be in the book of life.
所以这些都是他们的做法。This
is the what they do.
但是呢，在这边我要提到，刚才我们提到，哇，刚才我们讲到说，要想起逾越节，哇，血淋淋的，然后想到要过去所做的事情，我好像讲到很多罪，好像自己很惭愧，这样过年好像很难过。And
we were saying just now that as they spend the new year, there's the Passover, all the blood. And then they have to think about the past year of all the sins and all the living, and they have to repent from all these things. It's like such a sad occasion.
那么在犹太人过年的时候，是不是很悲哀的呢？
So are the Jews full of sadness over the New Year?
也不是。
That's not true either.
所以我给大家稍微讲一点历史。
So let me give you all a little bit of history.
你知道以色列人本来有出这个摩西五经告诉他们怎么样过这个逾越节。
The five books of Moses tells them how to spend their Passover.
但是后来他们一直不断的犯罪，不断的犯罪，结果他连圣经也不打开，所有庆祝节也没有了，所以他们被掳到了尼西米的时代呢，他们完全不记得这些事情。当这个尼西米把在圣经里面读这些书的时候呢，在以西把这个读这个书的时候呢，他们才想起这件事情，然后他们才把他们造句在这个水门前，然后把圣经讲给他们听，他们就全部都哭了。And
what happened was after Israel went into the promised land, they continued in sin and they totally forgot about what Moses taught them in the Pentateuch. They did not even open the Pentateuch to read, and eventually their sin went to the extent that God sent them into exile. And after the exile, we remember in the book of Nehemiah, when the people were in the wilderness, and Nehemiah opened up the book of the law and read from it, and the people remembered all these things and they started to weep.
所以你打开这个尼希米记，我给你看一节圣经。
So, open your Bibles to Nehemiah and let's look at one verse.
这个尼希米记第八章第十节。
Nehemiah 8:10.
第八章第十节，我们从第九节读起。第八章第九节。
Nehemiah 8, we shall start from verse 9.
他说，神长尼希米和做祭司的文士以斯拉，并教训百姓的利未人对众民说，今日是耶和华你们神的圣日，不要哀哭。 悲哀哭泣，这是因为众民听见律法上的书的话都哭了，又对他们说：“你们去赐肥美的和甘甜的，也不能预备的就分给他，因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁。因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。”
Nehemiah 8:9, and Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people wept as they heard the words of the law." Then he said to them, "Go on your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready, for this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength."
所以在犹太人 他们的解经书里面 Mishnah 跟这个塔木 塔木 跟 Mishnah 两本书都有提到，说在这一日呢，从以西帖或者尼希米这个时代开始呢，他们全部记得要庆祝过年的时候呢，是不要哭泣，是要慎重的考虑，到之后呢要快乐，而且他们有一个做法，就是把苹果沾着这个蜜糖来吃，说这个叫甜甜蜜蜜。
And from Nehemiah and Esther's time, it is recorded in the Mishnah and the Talmud, which are the commentaries, the Jewish commentaries on the Old Testament, that it is from the time of Nehemiah and Esther when they stopped mourning on this day, and they are now going to be joyful, and they also will dip apples into honey as they eat of it to remind them of the sweetness.
然后他们要兴高采烈的彼此的祝贺,
and they want to wish each other blessings with joy.
所以今天呢，我们也是要思想，当我们来到神面前的时候，不是哭哭啼啼。
So today we also want to do the same thing. As we come before God, we are not coming before Him weeping.
我们要立志为主 做光做盐,
we want to be resolved to be sought and liked for the Lord and to live a joyful life.
所以我们刚才这个庆豪弟兄说的，我们中国人有两个新年。
And our brother Glenn said earlier on that as for Chinese, we have two New Years.
但是以色列人有四个。
But for the Jews, they had four.
当然我们不在这边解释他们为什么有四个，但是重点是 我们在过年的时候，我们要有怎么样的态度？
We won't go into the details of why there are four New Years, but coming back to us, we want to remind ourselves what kind of attitude we ought to have when we spend Chinese New Year.
我们讲态度，不是说我们要遵守这些律法，因为这些律法呢，到了希伯来书里面讲说，律法不过是后世的影儿，意思说这些是 shadow，真正的实体是耶稣基督。所以，我们基督徒呢，已经不需要按去守律法，包括这些里面所讲的，在圣殿里面做这些献这些祭。
We talk about all the things that they did early on, which is in obedience to the law, but we remember that when it comes to the book of Hebrews, it tells us that the law is but a shadow of the things to come. So our Lord Jesus Christ has come and has already done all these things for us. So what we ought to be doing now is to be thinking about Him rather than to obey all the rituals and the law.
所以在我们过新年的时候，我们要思想，我们主给我们有个新的开始。 在新的开始里面，为什么可以有新的开始？因为主耶稣为我们钉死在十字架上，他为我们所做的一切错、一切罪、一切所有的问题，主都放在他的肩膀上，所以我们才有新的开始。所以我们必须要依靠他，我们是要完全的相信他，这样才是新的开始才有可能。
So as we spend Chinese New Year, we want to remember what the Lord has done for us on the cross. He died for us on the cross, died for our sins, saved us. And we want to be thinking about all these things, and that's the reason why we can celebrate, because He has given us a new life and a new beginning.
所以新年我们也要思想过去这一年里面所做过的错事，犯个罪，在神面前认罪。
So in this new year, we want to think about or reflect upon the past year, all the sins that we have committed, and repent before God.
虽然我们没有过这个吃无酵饼，或者七日都要吃无酵饼，我们要守这些没有，但是这个 principle， 这个原则，这个后面的思想呢，让我们好好在神面前回想。
So even though we're not observing the feast of the Passover, nor are we eating unleavened bread, we want to obey the principles here and to think about what we have done and what the Lord has done for us.
那么来到这个决志将来的时候呢，就我们要在神面前，神给我们的新的开始，他从我们从最终把我们拯救出来。请问你要怎么样过你的生活？回去过以前的罪恶呢？回去过以前的生活呢？还是你要立志过一个喜乐的人生，赞美神的人生，荣耀神的人生？
And as we make resolutions for the new year, other than remembering what our Lord Jesus has done for us, and to reflect upon our sins, we want to be making resolutions how we are going to be joyful people, how we're going to live our lives for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们盼望大家在今年2020年的时候呢，有更清楚地看到自己，更清楚看到整个世界。
So we hope that everyone in this 2020 will be able to see the world with a clearer vision, and also to be able to see ourselves with clearer vision.
让我们花一点时间在心里面来感恩，同时悔改，同时在神面前来立志过一个符合神心意的人。
Let us spend some time in quiet prayer as we reflect in our hearts how we can be living a life that is pleasing to the Lord.
So, 请大家低头，我们花一点时间在神面前祷告。
So, please bow your heads as we spend some time in prayer.
我们花一点时间自己心里祷告之后，我才做结束的祷告。
We'll spend a bit of time in private prayer before I end in prayer.
或许我们有一些心里的话要向神说，心里的难过，心里的罪需要向神来悔改。
There might be some griefs in your heart that you want to tell the Lord, and there might be sin that you want to repent from.
这个时候就是我们向神认罪悔改，求神赦免的时候。
And this is the time that we repent before the Lord and ask Him for forgiveness.
This 时候也是我们感恩的时候，我们感谢我们的救主为我们钉十字架，可以把我们的罪拿走。除了神之外，没有人能够拿走我们的罪，没有人能够承担我们的一切的苦难。但是我们感谢我们的主耶稣成就了这一件事情。
This was a time for us to give thanks because no one is able to help us and to save us from our sins except our Lord Jesus, and He has removed our sins by bearing them on the cross when He died, and we want to give thanks to Him.
我们同时要感谢主，让我们今天有机会再一次重新立志，求主圣灵帮助我们立志跟随主，立志走完这条天路，立志来荣耀神，传福音，将荣耀，将我们的生命交托，做光做盐，为主来完成主给我们的托付。
And we also want to take this time to be resolved to be salt and light. Other than thanking our Lord Jesus, we want to make resolutions and to live our lives in order to glorify our Lord.
Jesus, we thank you for leading us in this church, in恩道堂有弟兄姐妹一起来服侍你，你把我们放在这里有主你的目的，我们求主你让我们彼此鼓励，彼此劝勉，彼此守望，继续成长，让我们在主里面看到主的恩典在我们当中，荣耀归给主。主啊，这一年里面特别求主你看顾我们这里每一个弟兄姐妹，我们有上有下，有高潮有低潮，但是无论如何求主你按照你丰盛的慈爱带领我们走天路，特别在这里的每一个弟兄姐妹，让我们在软弱的时候，周围的弟兄姐妹都会来帮助鼓励我们，求主你继续引导我们，让我们彼此团结，彼此的荣耀你，一起在专心的鼓励彼此，在你面前来过一个属真正教会的生活。主，我们特别将这里每一个孩子都交托你，我们要将他们，这些孩子都是你所赐给我们的，我们看为非常的重要，我们求主你让我们把福音传给他们，把他们带到你的面前。特别我们做家长的时候，有时候软弱，有时候失败，有时候难过，有时候非常颓丧，但是主，求主你给我们力量，给我们这个依靠主你的心，而不是依靠我们的聪明，有忍耐，有聪明来带领主你所赐给我们的这些孩子，让这些孩子没有一个失落，每一个都看见主的荣耀。主，我们为着我们这一年里面的事工要祷告，求主用我们来做光做盐，在这个世上，在这个地方，在这个周围做我们应该做的事情，求主把这些事情放在我们的心里，让我们同心看见来服侍你。主，我们感恩新加坡有平安，将来在这一年，明年或许有这个大选，我们求主给我们有聪明智慧，再按照主的旨意，主必然带领我们，让我们有好的一个政府来引导我们，使到我们能够有平安传扬主你的福音。但是主，我们也为做周围的这国家祷告，特别是马来西亚，还有菲律宾，还有印尼，还有澳洲，这些都有天灾人祸，我们求主你让我们想到人生的短暂，我们随时都可能受到这些灾祸，但是我们有主，我们有盼望，我们有永生的盼望，我们不怕一切的苦难。特别我们将中国现在所遇到的这个武汉的这些灾难这些细菌来求主你来赐恩。特别主，这一切都不是神，你完全没有意外，你知道这些事情会发生，但是我们求主你特别坚固我们在山东，在哈尔滨的弟兄姐妹，让他们能够借着这个时候看见人生生命的脆弱，看到我们必须要依靠主。就算一个人得病医好之后，他还是要死，我们真正的问题不是病，而是死亡，死亡的时候面对主，我们要面对更大的审判。主啊，我们这个时候盼望我们的弟兄，我们的姐妹，我们的基督徒都勇敢地让人看见我们有永恒的盼望。是的，现在有苦难，是在我们能他们最需要的是真正的盼望，而不是人的盼望。这个时候我们看见好像摩西在那时候看到神要越过以色列人的时候，周围很多人都遭到苦难，但是主啊，你知道我们真正的盼望在你，我们要有永恒的盼望，而不是暂时的盼望。愿主你给他们勇敢的心来面对今天他们所碰到的，特别是在武汉所碰到的基督徒所碰到的感觉到失望跟绝望的时候呢， 求主你大大赐力量给他们，给他们看见他们的盼望是在天上，不是在地上，有喜乐能够传扬主你的福音，让更多人来信靠主。主，我们也求主你让我们有聪明跟智慧，让这个教会可以想怎么帮助他们，怎么样的来站在他们那边彼此的守望。愿主你成就你自己的心。主啊，这时候我们要上去，求主你祝福我们以下的时间，让我们有一个很好的新年，新的开始，来为主做光做盐。听我们的祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名，阿们
阿们。
我们的聚会就到。